Timothy McVeigh was executed this morning at the U.S. Penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana. Reporters were among the witnesses. Byron Pitts of CBS News and Shepard Smith of Fox were among the first to describe what they saw.
Timothy James McVeigh died with his eyes open. When the curtains came back, he made eye contact with his people who came to support him. When the curtain passed the media center, Mr. McVeigh seemed to look up and intentionally make eye contact with each of us. Then when the curtain passed the room where the victims' relatives were and survivors, he turned his head to the right and made eye contact with them. He did not speak.
We were standing at a glass window about 18 inches from his feet. He was wearing sneakers, you could see that. There were sheets up to here and folded over. His hands were down. He looked straight at the ceiling. When the curtains opened, to his left were his representatives. He sat up as much as he could in that chair and looked toward his window and nodded his head like that, then came toward the media window where there were 10 of us, plus 5 people from the prison, plus 2 media representatives as well. He seemed to almost be trying to take charge of the room and understand his circumstances, nodding at each one of us individually, then sort of a cursory glance toward the government section. He lay there very still, he never said a word. His lips were very tight. He nodded his head a few times. He blinked a few times. Then when we were told that the first drug was administered, his very tight lips and his very tight eye, or his very wide eyes changed considerably. His lips relaxed. His eyes relaxed. He looked toward the ceiling where there happened to be a camera staring right at Oklahoma City. And at that point, his eyes seemed to roll back only slightly.
Linda Cavanaugh of KFOR-TV in Oklahoma City was another witness.
The last time I saw Tim McVeigh was in the courtroom in Denver. He had changed markedly. He was paler, he was thinner, and he did not have the same look of arrogance that he had in the courtroom in Denver. Today when we came in, his head was almost shaven. As they have described, he was laying flat, but as the windows opened, as though you were in a bed and you were trying to see what was over the edge of it, he strained his neck to look at us.
And here's Susan Carlson of WLS Radio in Chicago.
When we walked in the room, we saw him just a few feet in front of us, and he was wrapped tightly in a white sheet. He almost looked like a mummy. And he deliberately lifted up his head and looked at one of us, each by each. After he looked at everybody, he put his head back down and he stared straight up at the ceiling, and his eyes did not move from that position for the rest of the procedure. In fact, I didn't even see him blink once after they started administering the drugs, and he died with his eyes open. As he laid back in position and they started administering all the drugs, his breathing became a little more shallow. At one point, he filled up his cheeks with air and then just kind of let it go. But I don't believe that was his last breath. There was still some shallow breathing that followed. His skin began to turn a very strange shade of yellow towards the end, and he remained extremely rigid. The most chilling part of this was the fact, for me at least, that he took the time to look up and look at each of us in the eye, and there was almost a sense of pride as he nodded his head, laid back down, and seemed very resigned to his fate.
Reporters who witnessed the execution this morning of Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh.